Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Welcome to Chris Clegg's Minor League Baseball Show. Insight on the future starts of Major League Baseball today. From in-depth scouting reports, player interviews, and can't-miss performances. If it's happening in the minors, we have you covered. Here's your host, Chris Clegg.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It's Wednesday, July 30th. We are closing out the month of July. Trade deadline is here. Should be getting some pretty wild moves over the next couple of days. At least we hope get that hot stove hot. And ahead of that deadline on Thursday evening, there could be some prospects moves. So some of the guys we talk about today could be on the move. That could be a lot of fun to discuss. And we will discuss those prospects that are traded. But today we're here to talk about the complex. Complex level wrapped up this Monday. They had the championship games and a couple of champions. We had the Angels won the Arizona championship and the Blue Jays took the Florida title. So, you know, the Blue Jays have one of the best records in the majors right now, and they're winning on the lower levels too. So that's a lot of fun to see. Like you said, we're here to talk about the best complex players. Before we do so, you know, the drill. The show is brought to you by Connect Roasters. Connect Roasters is Ian Happ's coffee company. They make incredibly smooth blend of coffee from their canned cold brew to the gold glove blend. They've got some great blends. Go check them out. You can get the gold glove blend. Buy one, get one 50% off using the code DynastyDugout at checkout. Also, we're proud to partner with Chinook Seedery, the best sunflower seeds in the game. Chinook has all kinds of flavors that you'll love. Go check them out today. Use the code DynastyDugout at ChinookSeedery.com for 10% off your order. All right, so who are the best players that were at the complex? Now, I put a caveat on this. Some of these guys did move up pretty quickly, and kind of want to hit on some of those before we really get going. But like Edward Florentino moved up quickly. He's been dominating. He looks like one of the hottest hitters in the minors. No shock. Like somebody I saw this spring on the backfield said he was a dude. Nate George checks that box as well. Guys on the backfield and loved. He bumped up pretty quickly to single A Delmarva. Rynell Rodriguez was not at the complex long with the Cardinals where he bumped up. Same with Luke Dickerson, Devin Fitzgerald, David Shields. So there are some guys that I acknowledge were really good and moved up. So then who were the top players that spent most of the year at the complex? We got to start off the top with Tyson Lewis. I think Tyson Lewis was the best player there. The video is starting halfway through. I apologize. And also, Daytona, can we please get some new camera angles? These are not the best. But Tyson Lewis recently went to single A Daytona, and one of his first games there, he blasted this home run, which left the bat at 111 miles an hour with a 437-foot estimated distance, which is crazy. We're talking about somebody that put up gaudy exit velocities. Lewis registered to 119. Some people said it wasn't true. You know, whatever, that's fine. But even if you don't acknowledge the 119, you wipe it, say it was a misread. He had a 115. He had a ton of other balls hit over 110 miles per hour. And he slashed 340, 396, 532 with six home runs there at the complex. He's an incredible athlete. He stole 19 bases. He runs well. I think he's a 70 runner based on the clock times. So like when you look at Lewis, he kind of brings the whole package if he hits enough. So I think the questions surrounding Tyson Lewis are the hit tool. Can he make enough contact? What's the approach like? You look at the numbers and like the chase rate was around like 25%. at the complex. Curious where it lands in the Florida State League. And the contact rates were fine. Like, we're looking at like average contact rates. But here's the thing. Even if Lewis has a below average hit tool, this profile is going to play. Like, he just needs to be a 45 hit, I think, given the power and given the speed. This is a legit prospect. He's a top prospect in the game. He checks a lot of boxes that you want to see. The other flaw, I guess, per se, is that Lewis hits the ball on the ground at a high clip, 50% ground ball rate in the complex. That's something we will be monitoring closely in the Florida State League. So my second ranked complex level player is Johnny Lavelle, level you may say, with the San Francisco Giants. He's a smaller guy, but this is a bat with exceptional barrel control. And this is a video that the Giants prospect development or Twitter account put out. He does a lot of things really well. The swing's good from both sides. Lavelle, he checks some boxes. He can use the whole field. He was great last year in the DSL. He just turned 18 at the end of March of this year. He's very advanced. He is undersized, you can see, but I'm not ruling out that the body could change. It's an interesting body, but the athlete's good. The clock times aren't there, but he is a pretty quick mover. So, like, he's a good athlete. He absolutely rakes. We're talking about exit velocities up to 112 miles per hour at the complex. So, really good exit velocities. And he just performed. 9 home runs, 17 stolen bases, 288, 375, 493 slash line. So, he really checks a lot of boxes. And I think he's one of the better hitters out there in the complex. He is bumping to single A now, so we will see him in the Cal League now, which is great. Much needed promotion to San Jose. The approach, the contact, the power, the launch angles, like, Johnny Lavelle checks those boxes. And so I am pretty excited to see what he does in single A now. He's one that I like a lot. So this next guy, JD Dix, this is somebody that our guy Billy got out to see. Dix is a fun profile where he checks a lot of boxes as well. He's got the frame. He's got the athleticism. You see the swing from the left side here. You know, it's some natural loft in the swing, and Dix really just dominated. He actually kind of struggled out of the gate, which was interesting, and he really got going quickly. So from May 15th through now, which includes some time in single A, 337, 419, 480 slash line there, 21 extra base hits in 52 games. That's pretty phenomenal. You love to see that. Exit velocities north of 110 already with wood bat. You look at the run times. I got a run time on him from a bunt at a game where he almost beat it out, and he's a plus runner. So maybe above average power with a little room for more, plus run times, good athlete. I mean, he checks a lot of boxes. I've been saying that a lot about these guys, but these are the players you want. He's 6'2", 180. So a good frame with room to really add more to that frame. And I look at this and I say, okay, like, JD Dix might be someone that could really take off. He just really looks the part from both sides of the plate. He's got good power, good athleticism, and good speed. So JD Dix checked in as my third best hitter at the complex. The next guy, Chase Harlan of the Dodgers. There's a lot of Dodgers that were really awesome in the complex, and Chase Harlan is one of them. Just here's a home run he hit in single A that Billy recorded. Great shot here. I mean, you see this swing, and he kind of looks like just a natural power hitter with that frame. He's 6'3". He's well filled out. He's an exceptional athlete. He actually moves well for the size and the power that he brings. So, you know, Chase Harlan, another one that just, he was consistent. He hit. It's simple operation in the box. Like, you don't see him trying to do too much there. Like, gets the foot down quick, which I like. He's not doing it. He doesn't need a big leg lift to get to power. It's a short stride. Gets into his lower half extremely well. Good bat speed and big exit velocities from the Chase Harlan there of the Dodgers. You know, in the complex, he slashed 288, 395, 500, had 7 home runs, including that single A one that you saw there in the video. But he has several other teammates that were really good too at the complex. And the next one is Chingzhen Ko, who, massive base, big frame here. I mean, he just looks the part when you watch him. It's kind of, it's, again, it's a simple operation. he hasn't got to big game power yet, but I think it's coming. Like, I really believe that he could get to game power. He's 18 years old, and you watch what he's doing here with the bat. The barrel control is exceptional. He makes a ton of contact. He gets the ball, and maybe he's chasing too much, but whatever. He's getting to balls that, like, you wouldn't necessarily think that he could get to. You look at the numbers, they were super impressive. The frame's there, 6'3", 215. He's hit some big-time home runs. I think he could get to 20 home runs, and the OBP skills are excellent. With Ching Zin Ko, I'll spell it out, Ching Hsien, and then Ko is the last name. So Ching Zin Ko is the name that you're looking at there. He's been on base in 53 of 56 games, which is nuts. Slash line of 370, 496, 534. One of the more unique players in baseball, half Taiwanese, half South African. I think that's super awesome. I hope that he makes it and excels. Ko just, he checks a lot of boxes. Again, sorry to keep saying that, but he does. Like, you see the intangibles and you see the ability to excel. I think Ko's going to be really, really good. So he's a hitter that has been doing it all year. He's still doing it in single A. Yeah, Ko is really solid. Not flashy yet for fantasy, but I think he's going to get there. So another Dodger, Emil Morales. He's a power hitter, pretty good frame at shortstop. So Emil is somebody that I look at, and I do worry about the contact a bit. You see the swing, and I think the swing's good. Like, it's, there are some moving parts, a little bit of barrel tip, but overall, like, I think the swing can play. You look at the on plane ability, and it's there. Like, he gets on plane, which is what you want to see. The whiffs against breaking balls are concerning. I was watching a lot of the film, and he just whiffs a ton on these breaking balls. And that's a little bit of my worry, is that, you know, how, what's the strikeout rate going to be? Because Morales is striking out like a 28% clip at the complex, and he's only going to face better breaking balls and better pitchers as he moves up. So then where does the strikeouts land? And that's kind of my concern, but he keeps performing. Best hitter in the minors last year. I know he's in the DSL small sample, but he had a 186 WRC plus, 14 home runs with big exit velocities in the DSL. He's come stateside in the complex. He slashed 300, 383, 498 with 9 homers, 17 extra base hits from the start of June until now in 38 games. He's kind of stayed consistent with that strikeout rate around 27%. It's higher than I want to see. There's some holes against breaking balls, and that is my concern. The other hitter that I absolutely love on the complex was Juniker Caceres. I'll spell that out as J-U-N-I-K-E-R, Juniker Caceres, C-A-C-E-R-E-S. He's now in single-A Lynchburg. He did not play last night. He got in late from the complex, so don't read into that. He did not play because he got into Lynchburg pretty late and just wasn't prepared to be in that lineup. He's slated to play tonight in his single-A debut. One of the younger players, he's 17, going to be in single-A. In the DSL, at 16 years old, he dominated in 2024. You know, this season, he came stateside. He dealt with some injuries. Still 289, 419, 469 slash. Pretty good exit velocities, like up to 108. He put the ball in the air like super often. He had three, he didn't hit a home run in the DSL, but he had 3 home runs in the complex, which really the biggest question is he's kind of passive. Everybody loves his teammate, Dari Fernandez. I think Caceres is just another level above him where the contact rates are just as good. The chase rate's just as good. We're talking plus approach and contact. And Caceres is getting to way more power. Like, it's not remotely close right now. We're talking about some power. So I like what Juniker Caceres brings to the table. Really, really good bat. And I think it'll be interesting to see what he does in single A. 17 years old. He's a lot of fun. So let's take a quick break. We'll talk some pitchers and then we'll get out of here.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here. But don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
All right, the top pitcher in the complex for me belonged to Johnny King, a lefty with the Toronto Blue Jays. He just dominated start after start after start, and he goes to single A, and it was a little bit rocky in his first couple starts, but then we saw it come together in his most recent start, and he looked the part. I think Johnny King is just going to be a dude who I'm just extremely excited about. He sits 94, 95 on the fastball. He's clipped some 97s. It's a low release, 5'6" release height, 17 inches of IVB, which is really, really good. Curveball is a bit of a hammer of a pitch, 10 to 12 inches of glove side, negative 13 IVB, which is really fun. It works around 80, high swing and miss rates on it. It is a nice changeup with like anywhere from 13, I've seen up to 20 inches of fade, which is kind of wild. So, you know, there's some inconsistencies with that movement on that profile right now. But I'll tell you this, King's changeup, if it does develop, is going to be a really, really good offering. I'm just enamored with this 18-year-old lefty in the Blue Jay system that's pumping 94, 95 consistently. It's the top 100 prospect pretty easily for me, just given the movement profiles that he brings, given the intangibles, given the ability, I mean, like everything. The Blue Jays have also developed pitchers. I think people have kind of been wary of that. Look what they've done this year. They have a new regime in there, and they're developing, and Johnny King is just being, he's just been, it's been so cool to watch his development as part of this. And I think that he'll take off. And I think the Blue Jays are just going to continue to develop pitchers. They were able to trade a Jaron Watts Brown to the Orioles yesterday because they have so much depth and so many guys that have taken those leaps forward. And Johnny King is a perfect example of that. This guy I'm beyond excited to see on Thursday night in Columbia. That's Kendry Churio of the Kansas City Royals, 17 years old. And I honestly don't remember a single time that we've seen a player sign. Churio signed January 2025. He goes DSL. He dominates. Goes to the complex. This is already rare for a player to jump DSL to complex midseason, especially a pitcher. It's even more rare for a pitcher. Complex season ends. Churio goes to single A. I'll be in Columbia Thursday night. Churio's pitching. I haven't got word, but I'm hoping that Kyle DeGroat is piggybacking him. That'd be a lot of fun as well to see Kyle DeGroat. I'll see him at some point this year, but would be fun to see them both on one night. Would make for a really, really good game. Churio's been phenomenal. I mean, you can't argue with the stuff from a 17-year-old. He's not like up to 96 on the fastball. He routinely works in that 94 range. Good ride and run on the pitch. Changeup plays well off of it with really good depth and fade. He'll hit you with two breaking ball variations. He's got a curve and a slider with more tight spin. And the command is there. We're talking like 2% walk rate. Like, this is absurd. This is unheard of for a pitcher that's 17. And I'm not saying that Kendry Churio is going to be like the next big thing. He may struggle. I mean, this is a big leap, guys. He was pitching in the Dominican a month ago. And all of a sudden now he's going to be pitching in single A Fredericksburg has some good hitters. I'll be curious to see, you know, what Kendry Churio looks like. I'm very enamored, though. Like, this kid is like a top 150 prospect for me, given the stuff, given the pitch data. He checks a lot of boxes. So it's Kendry Churio of the Kansas City Royals. Ethan Dorchies, that's D-O-R-C-H-I-E-S, Dorchies. He bumped to single A in the beginning of July, and he's just dominated. He's tossed 51 innings between both levels. He's got a 1.4 ERA between complex and single A, 30% strikeout rate. His VO is a little bit lower than Kendry Churio. He's 92-93, but it does have pretty good traits on it. He's throwing from a 5.5 release height, 15 IVP, which is good from that release point. Good VAA, but here's the kicker. He's getting seven feet of extension, which is huge. So, like, big extension on those pitches. He'll mix a sinker with running life. Throws a slider and a changeup. The slider sits in the low 80s, like 7 inches of horizontal with some late depth. Again, low release height, tough to pick up. Changeup shows solid fade, and Dorchies even mixes like a cutter and a curve. So I guess a deep arsenal of pitches here for Ethan Dorchies. So you like to see that from him. He's one that I'm hoping that I'll see on Saturday. So I'll be out in Augusta on Saturdays there already. We'll see him Saturday potentially. That's the hope that him and Dubanowicz have been piggybacking. They pitch Sunday. I think the plan is that they line up Saturday this week. So I'll see them, which will be a lot of fun. We've got to talk about Argenis Kayama. Gosh, I need that pronunciation. I don't have it. I'm hoping that's right. That's A-R-G-E-N-I-S, and that's K-A-Y-A-M-A, the San Francisco Giants. Another one, he's bumped to single A now. Dominated the complex. 2.25 ERA, 28% strikeout rate. You know, the fastball's up to 98. He throws two fastball shapes and two and four seamer. Really good stuff. The slider has good depth and sweep in the low 80s. Honestly, plays a little bit like a curveball, in my opinion. Changeup has depth and fade, works in the mid to upper 80s on that. You know, really, like, the velocity separation is good between the fastball and changeup, and that helps it play. And when he's not missing bats, 63% ground ball rate. When I see a combo of ground ball rates and strikeout rates and whiff rates, like, that's what I want to see. And that's what Argenis Kayama does. So that's really exciting for him. And we got to talk about Esteban Mejia of the Baltimore Orioles, who is now in single A Delmarva. All these guys have pretty much bumped at this point. If they hadn't bumped, why not? But, you know, 18-year-old Orioles prospect, he's been shoved by some, top 100 by many. I'm a little more reserved. The command is pretty questionable, guys. Like, that's my biggest thing. The walk rates are super high. I look at Esteban Mejia, and I just get shades of Keeler Morph last year. And Morph's fun. He's got electric stuff. And I mean, Mejia's like 97, 98, touching 101. Like, you can't get more electric from an 18-year-old. You don't see that very often. He's got the secondaries. He's got slider in the upper 80s. He's got firm changeup in the 88, 89 range with good traits, late tumble and fade that I like to see. His arm angle creates really tough looks for hitters. I mean, this is a dude that has all the traits. It's just, can he command the ball? And that's really my concern right now. If the command ticks up, if he's walking less guys in single A, then absolutely, I'm going to be where some of the others are on him. But right now, like, I'm just not there on Esteban Mejia. Still, he's good. Like, I think Esteban Mejia is a top, like, 200 prospect. But, like, I'll take Churio, who's got the stuff, and he's got the command. That's going to do it, guys. It's been the complex coverage. Who are the top players of the complex? Can't believe the complex season has come and gone. But it's going to do it, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe to the YouTube and your favorite podcast platform. Means a lot to me. But we'll be back tomorrow. Hope you guys have a great Wednesday.